Robert Muskan, oh, I thought you could have got third tonight. Your speed was good, looked really good. Bummer. You got Dylan late, which is good, but you got to be stoked with your ride?
Yeah, I am. I mean, yeah, I got to look at the riding, you know. I was right there running third. I felt I was such in a good position, you know, right there following. I mean, following. I lost a little bit of ground on Eli, but I felt like I was going to find some different lines throughout the main, but unfortunately, I went inside and I hit Clayson. He was in the sand. Yeah. I went inside. I should have obviously go on the outside, but I mean, nothing I could do, and I went down and lost a lot of ground. So that was a bummer.
Yeah, I talked to him a little. He's like, I totally got, you know, I made a mistake. I didn't mean to do it, you know. So yeah, it's one of those things that you have to deal with, huh?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and when you're behind someone, you also got to be careful of the guy in front of you, what he's going to do, and obviously lappers too. I mean, they know they're getting lapped as well, and then the sand section was tough, so. Even without getting lapped, you get squarely in the sand anyway. So, yeah, I mean, nothing against him. You know, I needed to be better and that. And, man, I'm so bummed. I mean, I could have definitely get on the podium tonight. So, I mean, yeah, nothing else to say right now.
You were good all day. You were one of the first guys I saw to go over the table, like the four along the third baseline. I don't know if you know what third base is here, but the left side of the track, you were one of the first guys to do that. You were good in qualifying practice. Like, you were on it all day. You must have, I don't know if it's track or if you made some bike changes or whatever, but it was a good day.
Yeah, it was. I mean, no, same, yeah. Basically same as last weekend on the bike setup. So, no, I don't know why. I don't know, because it was like the last Anaheim 3 of the season, and then me and Frankie, we just enjoyed it so much, you know, the whole day. It was just we were just mellow and having fun, and I mean, I don't know why. Like, I used to kind of stressed out a little bit, but like today, definitely
whatever,
was just,
whatever. Frankie, beat it.
Yeah, just I mean, I can't thank Frankie enough. I mean, you know, he helps me so much. Getting relaxed and just enjoying the moment, and then today, you know, it paid off. I want to say that the riding was good and we enjoyed a lot.
Whoops were good too for you, I thought. I mean, it's no secret, you struggle at times in them. You jump near the end, which was still good. You were doing really good jump, which we know you can do, but I thought the skim part was good.
No, DV said the jumping wasn't that good. Well, of course, of course, during the week he made me go quad, but in those I was glad to go 3-3-3. Yeah. But no, he actually said that okay to go 3-3-3, but I needed to do it better and then more consistent because I messed it up a little bit towards the end. But
whatever, DV.
Yeah, but I actually went like 3-3-3 and then 4 and then single into the corner a couple of times. So that was pretty good. But he said, why did you stop skimming? Because actually the skimming was good. Yep. So, thanks to the haters, you know, on Instagram, when I post videos of me jumping and they said, that's the only way you know how to go through whoops. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. Your skim was – I thought you were really good tonight, skimming them. Yep.
Yeah, during the main, on the left, it wasn't terrible. So, like I said, I just enjoying a lot. So, it's good.
Well, bummer about the deal. I think you had a podium tonight, but let's pick it up next week, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it will be good to go to East Coast and see how it goes.
It's going to be really cold next week.
I know that.
Yeah. Thanks, Marv.
Not in the stadium, though. It'll be nice. Yeah. We'll stay in the stadium.